Colossians, Complete Maturity in Christ. It is a joy to see children grow, develop, and attain maturity. We are concerned at any signs of slowing or stunted growth. God similarly wants us to develop from spiritual babes into complete maturity. False doctrines threaten maturity. Several churches today undermine the lordship and supremacy of Christ, replacing him with lesser beings or traditions. This is prevalent in the early Christian churches as well, and may have evolved from there. Supremacy of Christ. Countering false doctrines, including primitive Gnosticism, Paul stresses the divine person and finished nature of the creative and redemptive work of Christ, chapter 1, verse 14 to 22, 2 verses 8 to 15. The following had crept into the Colossian church: human philosophy, Jewish ritual elements, ascetic elements, chapter 2, verse 20 to 23, worship of angels, chapter 2, verse 18, mystery, secrecy, superiority, and knowledge. Christ, the essence of the sovereign God himself, with supreme authority over all creation, is no less than God. He holds worlds together, is the head of the church, and filled with the fullness of God. Through him alone, there's reconciliation to God through the cross, chapter 1, verse 15 to 19. Maturity from leaders. Typically, it takes mature leaders to develop mature Christians. They need to complete Christ's suffering, often through trials, chapter 1, verse 24, in order to reach the world for Christ. A missionary walked from village to village, preaching the gospel amidst many hardships. He was driven out of a village and exhausted. He went to sleep outside the village. The villagers saw his blistered feet while he slept, and realized that they may have sent out a man of God who had suffered to give them a message. The evangelist filled up the afflictions of Jesus with his beautifully blistered feet. Mature leaders completely cover God's word. Often fragmented and diluted, the word loses its effectiveness if not presented in its fullness. Chapter 1, verse 25 to 26. Mature leaders demonstrate complete wisdom in teaching. God's wisdom and God's spirit makes a powerful message leading people to maturity, chapter 1, verse 28. Mature leaders complete the ministry received. Perseverance is required to bring completion to the work we and those before us have started, chapter 4, verse 12 and 17. Maturity of the Christian. This is characterized by complete knowledge of God's will, chapter 1, 2 and 3, complete thankfulness, chapter 2, verse 6 and 7, completely seasoned speech, chapter 2 and chapter 4, complete confidence, chapter 4 and chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. Are we prepared to seek and follow the truth despite the popular trends? Do we go all out to complete Christ's work in and through our lives?